Good morning, good morning, good morning, America, USA. It is our Lady Y. Good morning, y'all. How to do? God is good. When? All the time. When then doubt, we pray it out over here. Good morning, America. It is our Lady Y. And today is Hump Wednesday. Hey, hey, hey. Hey, hey, all over the world. Well, listen here. On this Hump Wednesday, I'm going to tell y'all right now. It is I, Lady Y, and I'm already going to start with the shits. I ain't even going to lie to you. I'm already start with the shits, with the drama, with the who's, what's going on for the week. Okay, we like to get into it. So we're going to get on into it. All right, I'm going to start with the shits this morning. I ain't even going to lie to y'all. I am and I shouldn't. But you know how you just feel like, you know, I'm feeling good today, actually. Okay, right. And how y'all feeling? Listen, no copyrights to any music you might hear this morning. Y'all know I start off with music. I start off with saying thank you, God, for waking me up. You know, and God is good when all the time. When in doubt over here, we pray it out. Good morning. Hump Wednesday. But I'm going to start with the shits, and y'all know I am. Because I feel good this morning. Right. And it's time for us to get into it. Just a little bit. We over here on this podcast. This is the realest podcast out here, baby. And we're going to laugh. We're going to key. Okay. In the beginning. And we might cry in the end. It is our Lady Y and it's Hump Wednesday, baby. So let's just get into it. I want to know something. I'm asking y'all, America, because I'm asking y'all. All right. So we're going to get into it. Okay. So do y'all remember that 2005, I'm just asking a question now. I told you I'm about to get into the shits, right? Do y'all remember that BET award in 2005? Okay, no. Let me refresh your memory, okay? Now, remember when the girls had that song, "We gonna cater you, da-da-da-da-da-da-da." Because y'all know now, allegedly, word on the street, so to speak, a little pillow talk, all my stories are allegedly. All right, word on the street, so to speak. A little pillow talk, rumors and whatnot and what have you. You understand me? Right. Because when the streets be talking, it is our Lady Y. I like to listen sometimes. So we're going to throw allegedly on all our stories today. But y'all remember the BET Awards when the ladies had that hot song out. And we know now, you know, Kelly's upset. She don't want to be compared to Beyonce. But in my eyes, baby, that's where you started. And we're not trying to compare you to Beyonce, baby. It's just that you guys had a... To me, a normal girl, baby, you had a great start. You was in Destiny Child, baby. Okay? And we're not comparing y'all, but y'all like sort of like in the same crew. And that was a good motherfucking crew, might I add. Okay? We know you the shit and you your own person, Kelly, allegedly. Let's just get that out there because I love y'all. Each and every one of y'all, all three of yous. Or was it four of yous? Okay, allegedly, word on the street, so to speak. I ain't trying to be messy, but I'm just saying, we know you, because, you know, you told us you gonna make us jump like this, you told us you gonna make us bump like this, right? We understand your talent, we love you, right? But remember, I just want to bring this shit out to this, baby, because listen, it's in the middle of the week, baby, and we almost made it to Friday, and gonna take you a little sip, a little something, baby, because I'm gonna take you down this journey, down this little past memory lane, back down memory lane. I'm gonna take you back on that 2005 where the girls had to pick like three lucky fellas at the BET Awards when they was gonna sing their song Cater to You. Remember that, y'all? And remember now listen to me, ladies and gentlemen. Okay, I love all y'all, but listen to me. Okay, me and light skin. Now, listen, y'all know I told y'all I like that dark chocolate, and I do, you know, with the pretty teeth. But every now and then, a light skin will slip on in. Right. Slip on through. And Terrence, allegedly, has always been that light-skinned brother right there. You know them pretty eyes. You know them mixed with all that shit you want to think inside your head. Right. As being a young gal. You know, everybody loved it them sometimes, especially in Best Man's and them. Right, right, right. Everybody loved them some Terrence Howard, baby. And back then, Terrence was hot like a motherfucking fire. And you know it. GQ all the motherfucking way. We even looked over his little mental discretions. You see what I'm saying? Right, right, right. If you know, you know. You know, but I ain't gonna tell you because that ain't what we're talking about right now. But I'm just saying, I'm setting the stage up for how it was back then. Everybody wants a little taste of the Terrence Howard, baby, of that little light skin. That's when light skin was in. Oh my God, that's it was you know, it was a privilege to be light skinned and stuff. So we okay, let's take us back to why. It is I, Lady Y. Good morning. Okay, happy Hump Wednesday. All right, we're going back to the BET Awards. All right, all right. It was three beautiful women with three handsome men. Okay, now don't shoot the messenger, and you probably could get mad at me. Listen, go do your research. I don't know who the other. Okay, I know it was the girls. Okay, Beyonce, Kelly, and Michelle, that other gal. Right, right. It was her. Right. So they went and picked them three people, three men. All I know is Beyonce went and picked her some Terrence. Oh. Terrence Howard, so to speak. Oh my God, my knees were weak. You understand me? So they sat him down in the chair on the stage. Uh-huh. Remember that? And they was doing all them, what they called it back then, they called it a freak-off footage. It's called the Beyonce freak-off, allegedly footage. Okay? Y'all remember that? Because I was there. I'm going to say allegedly anyway. I wasn't there, but I watched it on TV. And baby, I was a screaming and a hollering. Because number one, I was like, oh my God, yes, Beyonce, get him. Right. And then, but you had to, you know, it's in my brain. I was like, oh, she's with Beyonce. She's with, what's that boy name again? Jay-Z. That's how steamy the performance was. They say that Terrence was in a trance. If you seen it, you seen it. If you know, you know. I was there. I seen it, y'all. I seen the whole thing. And it looked like if they would have zoomed in, if I'm not mistaken, hold the fuck up. I'm about to take a sip of my tea because that's how serious this shit done got. Hold on. Hold on. Hold on. Hold on. Hold on. Huh? Okay. Now, listen. If you would have zoomed in, if the camera would have zoomed in, okay? I'm telling you, if the camera would have zoomed in, I swear, I saw a little dribble. You know, I seen a little dribble. I ain't even gonna lie. If the cameras would have zoomed in, I swear, on Terrence. First of all, Terrence, Alexa, play my favorite songs. First of all, Terrence was in a trance.
All right. Playing your life.
Okay. All right. Go back there. Get your receipts. He was in a trance, y'all. And she was doing her cater to you. I'm telling you, if the cameras would have zoomed in a little bit, because I thought I seen a little drool. Okay. Yeah, the other girls were dancing too. They was all together. I can't tell you who the other fellas was. All I saw, because I was screaming, not my man. He's gone. I was screaming, he's gone. Right. And the world loved it so much, okay, that they deemed this tape the freaking footage of the century. Fans loved it so much. Listen, we was upset a little bit, allegedly. Right. The fans loved it. The fans went wild. They was a little upset. They said that Terrence and Beyonce could have been a new industry couple, all right? And they said, allegedly, word on the screen, so to speak, a little pillow talk, Jay-Z made sure that didn't happen. Yeah, they say he's been having a little bone to pick with old pretty boy Terrence ever since that performance, okay? Because, see, Terrence, right, he was looking like every man would. Why not, baby? Why not? If you could, that's Beyonce. You're supposed to give her a look of that's the most beautiful thing in the world. Hey, y'all remember a long time ago, allegedly, word on the screen, so to speak, a little pillow talk. Didn't they do a little film together? I don't know. I'm just saying, I'm going to have to look into that. I don't know if they ever worked together, them two. Uh-huh. But y'all better know what, baby. Terrence was hot. Baby, listen here. Right. Back then, Terrence still hot. But, like, back then, right. Because, you know, he was doing Best Man. Best Man 1, 2, 3, and 4. You know. Right. Played the piano. Baby, the women went wild. It was like we was all at the Best Man, so to speak. We was all at the wedding. 1, 2, and 3. Okay, now that franchise right there, that Best Man franchise, was, to me, I loved it. It's in my black movie history library in my home. It is Our Lady Why. Today is, right, today is Motivational Wednesday. No. Hump Wednesday. But I want to motivate y'all to remember what happened. Okay, they was like, the people loved it, that story. Baby, they loved it. Look it up. If you can find it. And remember, y'all remember, listen. Anybody, Beyonce have never danced sexy like that before with anybody else. Okay, remember all Beyonce allegedly pretty sexy songs with her co-host? She never get to perform after that one. After, yeah. Because she, remember, y'all, she had a beautiful Caribbean hit with Sean Paul. Right. Remember that? She had a song with Sean Paul. We never saw that video. Now, that would have been another beautiful video, a Caribbean beat. You know, you got to use hips and seductive. Yeah, baby, we never got that. We was cheated out of that as well. That's because, you know, allegedly, word on the street, so to speak, a little pull talk, she got a jealous, baby daddy, but it's finna be over with that. Hey, they about to, allegedly, word on screen, so to speak, a little pull talk, you know, they might be headed to a divorce court and everything, because you got to save your legacy at the end of the day, ladies. Sometimes we have to ask that question, you know, what's more important, my baby's legacy, you know, generational wealth, or, you know, this boy doing, getting payback for what he was doing way back in the days. Allegedly, word on the screen, so to speak, a little pull talk. Yeah, to me, messy Wednesday. I'm messy boots, honey. But y'all remember that. Go get your receipts. That was the another best performance. That little fun factor. Because remember, I told y'all about what Monique did her, and that was beautiful. We love that. That was a BET Award moment, too. And so was Beyonce with Cater to You. Hun, Michelle, and Kelly. Baby, you Kelly, listen, Kelly Rowland, be happy that you are associated, you are forever going to be associated with, you know, a franchise such as the one you came from. Now, back in more stories, allegedly, more on that story as it develops, if we get some. Let's get into it. Now, did y'all know, allegedly, okay, the Miley Cyrus family is going through a love triangle. Baby, did y'all know that? I didn't know that. So, okay, so something about, you know, the mother got her young lover. Okay, more on that story, y'all, as it develops. Allegedly, okay, Miley didn't know. The stars is always the last to know what really goes on in the regular folk's home. And now, don't give a damn if it's your mama them or not. If you go on overseas or going to do your concerts and shit, right. You ain't gonna know what's happening right at home. More on that story, y'all, as it develops. Now let's get into some good shit, which is some crazy shit. Let me sip my tea as I am going to tell y'all this crazy ass story. I love my TikTok family, but we need to talk. Hold on. I got my lemon and ginger hot tea going on. Now listen, back to my TikTok family. All right, allegedly, word on the screen, so to speak, a little pull of talk, y'all in these challenges or something else. And first of all, we need to talk to our babies. Listen here, stop it. Listen, some TikTokers broke into the LA Clippers brand new arena, okay? First of all, and y'all taped it. Okay, I had to get that part out. I had to get that part out before I forget the ridiculousness of this. And the mayor is mad. So now the goddamn family, the grown-ups is going to have, because these were kids, y'all. And now the damn grown-ups is going to have to pay a goddamn fine. Okay, here's the thing that's kind of pissing me off. All right, Number one, I'm sick of you kids fucking when you going out doing these challenges. I'm tired of y'all recording that shit and putting it out for the world to see. The parents, it's not fair for the parents, first of all, that we have to fucking go pay for you little bastards while y'all out there supposed to be in the house while we getting off coming home from work. Okay, because everybody know it get dark early. Okay, so you shit, if you in California and you get off work at 5 o'clock, you ain't going to make it home to 6 or 7, and by that time it's already dark. And them little misfits just running around doing bullshit, crazy bullshit at that, because like I said, now, because the mayor's pissed off, because this arena is brand new. The Clippers ain't even been in it yet. They in there shooting their shot, playing basketball, okay, fucking with the damn, what's that, fire extinguishers, and you know, just doing little bullshit. Now, they didn't cause no whole lot of damage, which is so good for the parents, but you see what I mean? Bullshit, and then you taped it. I'm sick of y'all continuously proving to us grown-ups, okay, because I'm constantly saying the kids are our future. Can y'all stop looking like jackasses in the future? Please, please, because here you're taping your crime. Here your parents can't even fight or even say your dumb ass wasn't there because the world done seen you there. All right, you're making it hard for the parents. That's all what I'm saying, okay? All right, and listen here, Mayor. You know, go and lighten up on the little boys. Right, because, you know, kids will be kids. And yes, I would say that with everybody else's kids as well. Listen, Remember I told y'all about that story about Rihanna going over there, making her, allegedly, hold on, let's turn this down, baby, a little bit, going over there in Asia at the wedding with the richest man alive for his son, over there in Asia, right, right, y'all mad, y'all was mad at, now y'all mad at Riri, just like how y'all was mad at Beyonce. I say this, I'm gonna say the same thing I said to Rihanna that I said to Beyonce, go make your money, baby, let's sip this tea, listen here. Because look, y'all don't even know. This baby probably been going through. She just had a baby. She probably needed to make that over $6 million money back. Uncle Sam gonna get the rest. Right. So go ahead and let her make her money. Congratulations, baby. You did beautiful. Go on over there. Go finish. Go ahead making that money. Don't let that money make you. All right, because I wouldn't care. You need that for your baby. She's a mother. Okay, she needs that for her baby. Now, listen here. Allegedly. Word on the street, so to speak. The little honey baby boom boom or whatever her name, the little catch me outside girl. Okay, allegedly her crew got into a scuffle at a restaurant, allegedly, because her and her man, her and her baby daddy, okay, allegedly was arguing. And some people was taking some pictures of that. They was filming that, okay? Because if you're going to be loud in a restaurant, baby girl, you know, if you're going to be all animated and you already a star, these stars be tripping. They're like, okay, first of all, hello and goodbye. It is Our Lady Why. Today is Messy Wednesday, and we're going to be messy today. Okay, baby? And she all emotional, and she pregnant, girl. You up here arguing with your baby daddy, baby. You all animated, and you serious about that. Baby, if it's an urban woman, hey, listen, if it's an urban woman, 2 meters from you, she gonna start recording. Because first of all, allegedly, word on the street, so to speak, you up here arguing with your man in a public setting. You should have took you and your baby, should have went and got in the car where it would have been private, and then argued because you're a star. Okay, so it works both ways. And then, so they said, word on the screen, so to speak, a little pillow talk, rumors and stuff. Her team, she got mad because the girl was recording. And so they had some words, and y'all know that she can't fight. So, right, because she's pregnant. That's why. She's pregnant, look like she's going to pop. But still, and pregnant women do not fight. So she has grown up. The baby girl has matured because she wasn't in the bra. Okay, her team was fighting. Okay, but the fight was over her because she was up here, telling her goddamn baby daddy off. And we all know how they can make you feel, especially when you pregnant. What? I'm having your baby. And see, this probably was a good argument too, because she was getting animated and baby. We like, listen, urban America love animation. We love it. If you going, and then she's sensitive. So we can imagine, allegedly, how animated and sensitive little mama was. And she do deserve her privacy. But you sometimes you have to take yourself out of the public setting and then go get your own privacy. You should have went, took your baby daddy somewhere and cussed his ass out in private. And we wouldn't have got that. Listen. More on that story, baby, as it developed. Yeah, it was a fight. Fight broke out. They had to break people up and everything, allegedly. Word on screen, so to speak. But more on that story as it develops, like I said. Listen, the world is asking, where's Kate? Where's Kate Middleton? Okay, well, she's back. She's been spotted riding the car. Y'all crazy. First, some people were saying she's gone to do the mass singing. And then some people were saying she's going to do a operation, get her BBL. Y'all something else. Talking about she's going to get her some butter now. Allegedly. Then some of y'all said she went to help the king and, you know, because, you know, help him out and everything. Well, she's back. More on that story as it develops, okay? We'll talk about it right when you know, she tell us what happened and where she was at. All right, more on that story. Now, listen. Word on the screen, so to speak, a little pillow talk. Okay, we talking about Drake. I didn't talk about him last week, but this week, okay, his flight, okay, his PJ, all right, wasn't seeing so good. They had low visual, so Drake flew the plane. He helped fly the plane, allegedly, through the low visual, right, low visibility. Okay, I guess they couldn't say. I guess that's what that meant. Okay, so they said he climbed into the cockpit with his special pilots on his PJ, you know, rich people shit, allegedly, and he helped flew the plane to safety through the low visibility. Okay, it is Our Lady Y on Messy Wednesday, or like I would like to say, Hump Wednesday, whatever it may. Yeah, I'm a little messy today because, listen, this week, the young man, right, is flying himself to safety on his PJ, right? Last week, or right, it is Our Lady Y, allegedly, baby, he showed his goody goods. Okay, he showed off his cookies, allegedly, to the internet. And they said it was all, you know, kind of too perfect. He had it all shaved and whatnot. It was like one color. And you know why everybody else's shit down there is kind of two-toned. You know, unless you chocolate all the way around. Listen, if you light-skinned, allegedly, word on the street, so to speak, a little poodle dog, right. At some parts down up in there, and some of them areas, if you ain't bleached it or, you know, got it fixed and shit, your shit gonna be a little two-tone. I don't care about who you is, your shit still gonna be a little two-tone, right? So the internet was saying last week, so I ain't even report that. I didn't, because they were saying he was showing his pearly goods, allegedly. Word on the street, so to speak. Some people were saying it was big. Some people were saying it was a little bit too big. Some people were saying it wasn't even, you know, yeah, but go do your research. They were saying a lot about this little young man. Yeah, last week. And, you know, I'm going to go look it up because I don't understand. Well, I understand. All right. See, the same thing with the women. Same thing for the women. It's going for the men now. Right. How do y'all think that we supposed to be excited to see the cookie when y'all already been out there showing the cookie to the whole wide world? How we supposed to be excited to even have the cookie if everybody know what the cookies look like? I don't know. Okay, allegedly, word on the street, so to speak. Ain't that something else? This is a young man. Okay, right. And baby, don't think my little seasonal self, right, ain't gonna go look at that. I am, because that's, you know, right. Y'all done gave up the milk and ain't nobody about the cow yet. Okay, anyhow, more on that story. okay, as it develops. And we would like to say, we happy that you drove yourself to safety, Mr. Drake man. Okay, listen, all I'm going to say is, baby boy, you can be my private dancer, okay? It is I, Lady Y, and today is Messy or Hump Wednesday, baby. We in the middle of the month. Okay, it is almost Friday. All right, but it's not. It's only Wednesday. Now, listen here. Our man Jamie Foxx, allegedly, word on screen, so to speak, allegedly about Drake, rumors, street talk, whatnot, allegedly, back to it. Now, our boy Jamie Foxx allegedly is promising us that he's going to address his health scare, okay, in the stand-up sitcom called What Had Happened Was. Okay, you know, we love us some Jamie Foxx, and you know, we were saying a whole lot when he, you know, when he had got sick and everything, remember? Yeah, and he had to take some time off for himself, and remember he was making that movie, right, who cloned Tyrone, remember? And you know, he had got sick, allegedly, he had to leave the set and everything, and folks were saying he got cloned, okay? They would say, oh, it was a lot of shit. It was a lot. So, okay, in true Jamie Foxx fashion, he's going to address all the rumors, right, for us, the people. It is our Lady Wise Messy Wednesday, baby. And I'm giving it to you just like only I, Lady Y, know how. And this one right here, yeah, Jamie Foxx is going to do a stand-up for us and everything, and he's going to explain to us what had happened was. So I'm looking forward to that, and I'm sure you're looking forward to that. Now, that's going to be fun, okay? Whenever that happens, I'm going to make sure I order that, okay? Allegedly, more on that story as it develops, baby. And here's a new one for you. You know how we all go to Vegas. We go to Vegas all the time. Well, for the first time ever, allegedly, word on the street, so to speak, a man was at a fancy Vegas hotel, woke up with a scorpion dangling from his genitals as it was biting him and stinging him up, baby. Okay, this seasonal man said he'd been sick for 5 to 6 days, okay? Allegedly, he has a lawyer. Allegedly, word on the street, so to speak, a little pillow talk, and he is going to sue that fancy hotel in Vegas. I'm not going to say which hotel was it. I'm just going to say I stayed there, and I've never, it's a very nice one at that. I've never, ever thought, but now, right, when you go, you're going to think, now I'm going to look under the cover. Matter of fact, I'm going to take all the covers off, shake the bed up and everything before I just lay my head down there, baby, because you never, ever know. Okay, look, if you stay ready, you don't have to get ready. It's best that you protect yourself and not leave that job to others. I always say that, especially when I was working and people used to come in and talk about, well, I can't eat this and I can't eat that. Then why are you here? Because you know this and that is in the same food your ass can't eat. But y'all still keep coming back. You understand me? Right. So, yeah, a real life scorpion. Can you believe that? And where would we have a scorpion? Who would find a scorpion? Where would a scorpion be? Wouldn't that be somewhere else? I don't know. More on that story as it develops. So, now, you Taylor Swift fans are looking like you guys are concerned over Taylor. Allegedly, she have a little cough. She was singing. And she had to clear her throat a couple of times. And now you Swifties are getting nervous. Word on the street is Taylor's fine. Okay. Her people's going to take care of it. Right. And so she's going to be fine. And she's going to be able to continue on her tour. Right. That's what they was talking about. Yeah. Okay. So let's get into it. Allegedly, more on that story as we more on that story as it develops. Let's get into these new electrical cars, these big trucks. They done already wrecked one. Okay, allegedly, these electrical cars, they're very fast. Okay, they're very quiet. allegedly, word on the street, so to speak, a little pillow talk, they done already wrecked one into the Hollywood sign. Not the Hollywood sign, the Hollywood sign motel. Yeah. Somebody already wrecked it because word on the street is it you can't hear when it accelerates. It accelerates. You know, like in a regular car, when you push go, you know, you have to zzz, and then, you know, you have to, right, it takes a minute for you to get there. Well, in these electrical cars, you can, ain't no get there. As soon as you push, okay, the fucking gas, you already there. You can't hear. Ain't no acceleration. Okay, you just, shoop, right, and people are not used to that. See, that's these motherfucking cars, the future. Allegedly, they talking about the Teslas are the same way. And my daughter talking about, I want a Tesla. No, the fuck you don't. So you can go out there and kill yourself because you already tried, allegedly, to drive fast. And I'd be like, no, you can't have that. Now I really know we're not never getting no Tesla, okay? Because they're considered one of them electrical cars of the future. And you don't hear the acceleration. You just, when you put your foot on the gas, your ass is there, okay? The zip, it ain't even no zip. In some cars, you can, no, on these electrical future cars, yeah, they have an accident, so y'all be careful out here in these streets. More on that story as it develops. Let's get into the story where our beautiful, beloved Charles Barkley is threatening black people. Black people, that's not every black person. He only threatening y'all if y'all are Trump supporters. Because he said it's sad. He said Trump is very racist. He done showed us several times how racist he is. Okay, right. And he got the T-shirt with his mugshot on it. He said he better not see one of us black people wearing that shirt. Okay, he already allegedly, word on the screen, so to speak, a little pillow talk trying to use us by going the sneaker route. Right. Doing the sneakers and everything. Right. He said, listen, he said, Donald Trump is not for black people. And he don't understand why black people really think, because some of them do. They do. It's a shame. They really think for 1 minute, allegedly, word on the street, so to speak, that that man is for us. So Charles said, he see y'all in one of them fucking shirts. Yeah, you know, one of them shirts with his mugshot on it. Donald Trump's mugshot, right? And he got this many convictions and da-da-da-da. He's really mocking us, y'all. I mean, because, you know, he really think, he done already showed us and told us what he think about us, allegedly, okay? Several times. Open up your eyes, okay? Now he think, now, allegedly, word on the screen, so to speak, Lil Pulitzer, he finna think he invisible now, y'all, because he won that Supreme Court thing. Okay, where he can be on the ballot in Colorado, allegedly, word on the street, so to speak. Get your research, get your receipts, go in there and look at it. I mean, baby, he really not for us. He's using us, yeah, trying to play like, you know, he all for the black people. He's not. Ask them in Chile, really look and see, what has he done for us, people? Absolutely nothing. More on that story as it develops. Matter of fact, go buy Mr. Keith Boykin's book. Okay, he sums it up. Okay, he has a book. His book is called Why Is Everything About Race? Go buy Mr. Keith Boykin's book, Why Is Everything About Race? Black people need to stop trying to support Trump. We need to stop and go look at what's really going on. Get the book. It explains why everything is about race, allegedly. More on that story as it develops. I'm with you, Charles. Okay, people should just really know who the fuck they voting for. Really get to know who these people is. That man I showed us several times who he was. Anyway, moving forward. Miss Renee, allegedly, of the Mob Wives, all right, she shared her near-death experience when she overdosed on fentanyls. Fentanyls. ODs. Oh, my God. Just a beautiful woman. We glad to see her here. Hear her courageous story. Okay, allegedly, word on the street, so to speak, a little pillow talk. Yes, go get your receipts and go hear how she got herself back on track, and she's saying every day is a struggle, but she's getting it done, and you got to be able to do the work, and I really believe in that. So we love you, and continue, Miss Renee, on your journey. We definitely love you. And another one of our, more on that story as it develops, and here's another one of our favorite loves for some of you who knew about him. I do. I love Sinbad, okay? He was a comedian. He's an actor. Everything. He was on okay, hold on. Yeah, he was on my favorite thing. It was a college sitcom. Yeah, it was a college sitcom about college students and everything. Right, it was a spinoff from the Crosbys. Okay, the Crosby Show. Their daughter had went to It's a Different World. Right. She had went to college, and then it was a spinoff, and it was called It Was the Different World. And Sinbad was on there, and we loved it. And, you know, he had his stroke, and we prayed for him and loved him to death. And he's giving us a teaser on he might return. Okay, return back to comedy and do the things that he loved and everything. And he's coming into the spotlight telling everybody thank you for all their prayers and everything, because you know he had a stroke in 2020, and we pray because we love Sinbad, and we still love you, Sinbad. So welcome back. That's what I do want to say. Welcome back. All right, and more on that story allegedly as it develops. Now, here's another one. Okay, allegedly, word on screen, so to speak, a little pillow talk. Paula Abdul is suing, okay, some folks, okay, because she said somebody tried to, mess with her two times when she was on the, when she was a judge on, was it America Idol or something like that? Right. Mm-hmm. So more on that story as it develops. They're going to fight one of her friends. They say it's going to be a nasty little fight. So, okay, more on that story. Yeah, Paula Abdul. Right. I love me some Paula, okay? Mm-hmm. I'm sipping that tea, but yeah. Paula finna take somebody to court who was trying her, baby. So more on that story, allegedly, as it developed. Baby, let's get into this. Usher went on vacation, allegedly, baby. Wind up over there with Russell Simmons, wherever Russell Simmons was. Okay, over there. Well, folks is mad at Usher. They mad because they say, why you over there visiting that predator? Well, this is what some people say. Word on the street, so to speak, allegedly. A little pillow talk, baby. They was mad. They was mad to see him over there doing yoga. Okay, with old Russell Simmons. Russell said, hell with that. Once when y'all threw R. Kelly in jail, wait, no. Or was it Bill Cosby? I think it allegedly. Word on the street, so to speak, a little pillow talk. Once y'all threw Bill in jail. Russell got the fuck up out of here, didn't he? Okay, look, get your receipts. That shit is so funny. Get your receipts. So when he left the damn country. They say it's nice over there, though. Okay, that's what they saying, baby. I don't know where he at, but wherever he at, he ain't in America. Oh, allegedly. Word on the street, so to speak. Yeah, listen, America, we got to learn to laugh. That's the problem with y'all. Y'all so serious. No, we got to learn to laugh sometime. Laughter make you feel good on the inside. What the world needs now is more love and more laughter. Y'all too serious sometime. No, loosen up. It is funny. And y'all mad at Usher. Usher's on vacation. Okay, he had the right to go take his little family over there wherever they was, wherever Russell was, and do him some goddamn yoga. Okay, listen, Russell put that shit on the internet himself. Okay, look, I still got famous friends coming to visit me. Okay, right. More on that story as it develops. Y'all gonna slam Poe Usher that he can still have a vacation. Okay, he took him and his family on a vacation. They got on up out of here. And he couldn't help it if his old friend had happened to be there. Okay. This is what happened was. All right, it is Our Lady Y. And today is Messy Wednesday. Or shall I say Hump Wednesday. And ain't nobody over here humping around. Listen, more story. Okay, with more on that story. Mm-hmm. as it developed. Now, we seen J-Lo and Ben at the movies last week. They were cleaning up. Ain't that cute? Uh-huh. More on that story as it developed. And listen, we also seen Justin Bieber and his beautiful wife, Holly, okay, chilling and everything. But the father, allegedly, is asking folks to pray for him. Okay. What's going on, B? You all right? Because it looking like you was all right. We didn't know we need to send you some prayer. But, baby, sometime everybody do. God is good when? All the time. When in doubt, B, you better pray it out. We're going to pray for you and your beautiful wife that everything be all right. Sometime you have to. Listen, sometimes you got to put stuff in God's hands. Sometimes it get like that sometimes, especially if you've been married for a minute, okay? More on that story, allegedly, as it developed. Now, let's talk about allegedly. Let's talk about Oprah stepping down from the board, okay, and selling her share of the stock to Weight Watchers. To somebody else, right? Something else, a charity, so to speak. A little pillow talk, you know, rumors and whatnot. Oprah done stepped down. What's going on with Oprah? Now, baby, we going to have to dig into that story. Because for Oprah to step down and sell, you know, some of her stuff, that's money. Now, we normally just don't give up our money unless we have a good reason. Okay, so we're going to dig into that. We're going to get into that, y'all. Okay, allegedly. More on that story as it develops. Now, y'all know Mr. West is going through. Kanye is upset at Kim. Mm-hmm. Something about the children, allegedly. Talking about the kids' school. Kanye say he don't want the kids to go to that school. Something is wrong with the school, according to Kanye. Okay, it's a school for system. Okay, that's what the daddy said now. That's what the baby daddy just taking Paul Kim through. And this is a public attack, nonetheless, allegedly. Word on the street, so to speak. A little pillow talk. Listen, if I was that girl, Bianca, let me tell you something. If I was that girl, Bianca, baby, I'd be a little scared because Kanye's something else. Okay, for real, that's why that girl, allegedly, we might as well get on into it, baby. That's why that girl's father is concerned. Here Kanye, allegedly, now get your receipts, because I can't be the only one looking, okay? I can't be the only one seeing that man drag that girl through the towns of Italy. Okay, is it Italy over there, Rome? What is it over there, wherever they at? Okay, listen, y'all. And she running around here butt naked. Grrr. Now, listen, now how the hell you gonna go from? Now, because I'm getting confused now. Okay, because at first I was thinking, okay, the man brilliant. And this is his way of somehow going to, you know, turn her into like a Kim number two for fashion. Or, you know what I'm saying? She gonna have a whole lot of notoriety, fame, money and everything. I was thinking that. For a minute I was, and then I'm thinking it can't be, because here's the thing, okay, even allegedly, word on screen, so to speak, even the black men done weighed in. What kind of man, it is Our Lady Why today is Messy Wednesday or Hump Wednesday, because over here ain't nobody humping around. Even the black men had weighed out on this. Even the black men are talking, because they were like, what kind of man that's supposed to love his woman would let her be paraded through the towns of Italy with all her JJ showing, just body just out. And then you have on. Okay, sometime look like she have on goddamn trash bags. Remember them Glade trash bags, the black big trash bags and shit. You know, and folks can see you. It's like peekaboo. I see you. No, what kind of man that love his wife would let his wife do that, or would do that to his wife? So now the urban community, allegedly, word on the street, so to speak, a little pillow talk. We are starting to now. You see what I'm saying? Wonder. Right. We starting to wonder, baby, do he really love that girl? Or is she just, when he get mad at Kim, allegedly, word on the screen, so to speak, a little pillow talk, I feel like shit gets better for Bianca. Okay, I feel like the father do have a right to have a little bit of concern. And then you ain't even letting the girl call her parents or call her friends. That shit kind of weird, kind of, you know what I'm saying? And see word on the streets, so to speak, a little pillow talk. Yeah, he's brilliant, but word on the streets was he was a still a little odd little man. Okay, from even before he had fame. Okay, yeah. Y'all better listen to the streets because they be talking. You understand me? So if you were kind of, you know, forgive my language, but it's a true language. Tell the truth and shame the devil. I am. Tell the truth and shame the devil. I will. If you were a little peculiar when you had money, okay, right. If you was a little peculiar when you didn't have no money, wouldn't you be extra peculiar when you have the money? I don't know. You know what I'm saying? But it sure seemed like it, though. It sure seemed like it. Because if that girl not allowed to reach out to the outside world to let them know that she all right, it's kind of weird, so to speak. That's, you know, you can still be brilliant and weird and peculiar at the same time. You can, because it just don't make sense. See, some people would say that's what money do to you. Right. And he just dragging poor little old Kim. Anything she do, baby, anything she do, we gonna know about it. Anything that girl do, we gonna know about it. Here's the thing, sir. Allegedly, it is Our Lady Why. Today is Messy Wednesday or Hump Wednesday, so to speak. And over here, ain't nobody humping around. No way. Now, listen. Right. You wait up over there. If you on the other side of the world, because I will have me get me another judge or I get another lawyer, because I would really put him on a gag order, ladies and gentlemen. It is Our Lady Why. I wouldn't want to hear that. I wouldn't want to be a topic every week unless it's a positive topic. You see what I mean? I wouldn't want my negativity slurred in his eyes. See, this just his eyes. I'm still a mother. My kids are still going to school every day, even though I'm doing what I'm doing. I don't want my shit splattered all over Beyonce's internet every day. I don't want to wake up to that. I don't want to wake up to that type of negativity. And if we keep on letting him do it, what are you going to do? He going to keep on doing. Unearthed and unbothered. Unhinged and unbothered. That's what they said. That's what they call him, allegedly. Word on the street, so to speak. A little pillow talk, TMZ does. Okay, well, let's just unbother his ass and have him unbother that mother with her kids. Who would want to deal with that fucking shit every day? I would make sure he got a nice little gag order. And every time he opened his mouth, Kim, listen, let me tell you something. It is Our Lady Why. I'm talking about Miss Kim. I'm talking to Miss Kim Kardashian right now. Listen, go get you a lawyer. And every time he opens his mouth, he had to pay me $1 million. For real, go get you them type of cease and assist and an assist and a cease's ass, okay, gag order or whatever it's called. You want that, and you want the strongest one. You want that, you want that Laurel Harvey type order, type shit. That's what you want. You hear me? Every time he opens his mouth, you want $1 million. You want to keep him at work. You hear me? You better work. Cover girl. Do your... So you won't even have to go work no more. See, ladies and gentlemen, I just solved Kim Kardashian's money problems. If she don't have any at all. She don't. Okay? She got it going on. She got her underwear line. Okay? What's it called? I don't remember, but she got her underwear line. She wearing them corsets and everything. Right, allegedly, word on screen, so to speak. A little pillow talk, right, because, you know, they talking about it. TMZ was talking about it. They was upset, too, by the way. They was like, you should focus on your underwear line. Right. But now, baby girl, I just done gave you a new money venture right now that you can make money on that's guaranteed. Because everything you do, he got something to say about it. Every time I look around, you should be screaming, I'm in the bank. Yeah, girl, you better get into it. You were thinking it, but I said it. I want my money, Kim. I want my money, Kim. Okay. It is I, Lady Y. Today is Hump Wednesday. All right. Or Messy Wednesday. Okay. Because I told you over here, ain't nobody humping around. Okay. I love everyone. Listen, y'all still mad at Charlamagne, allegedly, for that big back comment? Yeah, it's that. Listen, you guys, ladies, you get the last laugh. You big ladies, everybody has a big back. Everybody, including myself. So we get the last laugh because the beautiful TikTok lady who created the short stories, Who Did I Marry? Okay, that allegedly is probably going to be turned into a movie. So she get the last laugh. Okay, so ain't no need to put the hands on nobody. Put the paws on nobody. Like I said, they ain't never worth it. Because baby, God, what? Always got our back. Now, happy birthday to any birthday ones. Got it going on today. Happy birthday to you. Take your time. Be careful out here in these streets. Okay, get you somebody you really know that you could be your designated driver if you plan on going out or doing something, you know, kind of wild. Make sure you got somebody who you really love and really love you, have your back. You right. Go where you. Go where you celebrate it, not tolerate it. Okay. It is our Lady Wild. I love you. Any anniversaries? Happy anniversaries to all you couples out here. Two is always better than one. I always say that. Listen, I feel sorry for y'all that's single out here in the streets. I'm telling you, because being single is not for the weak. I keep saying this. It's best to have your man, have your woman, go sit down somewhere and create generational wealth, baby. Okay, for real. Because out here in these streets, they on what they like to call it. Let me sip me some tea, because they be saying they on demon time. I'm on Jesus time. See, sometimes you got to know, right, when you ain't invited to that party, though, and be fine with not going. You hear me? All right, listen, I love you. I appreciate y'all being here with me, because without you, there's no me. My condolences to anybody who may have lost a loved one. Ladies and gentlemen, there's no blueprint on it. Take your time. Okay, all right, do one step at a time. It's going to take you a minute. All right, don't let nobody tell you you need to do this and do that. No, I'm doing what I need to do to get through the day. Now, I love y'all. I appreciate y'all. Listen, you can do anything you want to do. Listen, always remember to do what you want. Keep your mind on your dream. Oh, you understand? If you can see him or her, you can be him. You understand me? Look, the road is starting to get clear. Y'all see what's going on. What you do in the dark these days. Gonna bring your ass, bring it to the light, ain't it? All right, it is I, Lady Y. I love y'all. It's Hump Wednesday. I see you tomorrow. Remember, health is the new wealth. All right. It's exercises you can do at home. You ain't got to go to the gym. You can do them while you sitting down. You know what I'm saying? Just get on this beautiful Beyonce internet, baby, and look it up, Chuck. You got this. I love y'all. All right. We're going to get into some more tea tomorrow, because y'all know every day y'all on one. Every day y'all doing something. What happened to my music? Alexa, play my favorite music, please. Let's go out with some music. Alexa, play my favorite music. Wow, I don't understand this. Today is not my day, huh? Did I even have it down? Wait, let me see if I have it down. Y'all, hold on. Alexa, play my favorite music.
Okay.
Playing your liked and most played songs. I guess I had the music down. Okay, but we love y'all. All right, it's Hump Wednesday. Like I said, it's March what? We need to know what day it is. It's March 6th. All right, y'all, look, where the rent at? That's another thing. Look, it's rent time. Get your rent together. Y'all know it was a short month. Well, it actually was a longer than it normally be, and which was a good thing. I love y'all. This month is Ladies Appreciation Month. Alexis, who you appreciate?
I don't know that one.
Alexa, what woman do you appreciate?
From GroneryConcomer.com. Appreciate and embrace the honesty and directness of a Sagittarius woman, as it is a reflection of her authenticity and sincerity.
Wow, Sagittarius woman, that's not what I was looking for, ladies and gentlemen. That was not what I was looking for. Okay? I'm good. Right. Any other time, she owned it. Today, she owned one. Okay? It is our Lady Y. I love y'all. I appreciate y'all. We gonna bond together again tomorrow. Baby, what is tomorrow? Tomorrow is Thursday. Let's go find out who giving out these thirst traps over here. Okay? Let's find out. I'm gonna find out for all y'all tomorrow on who is gonna be Thirsty Thursday. The best thirst trap out there. I know I'm gonna find it. Because everybody know how y'all like to be butt naked. It's I, Lady Y. I love y'all. Peace and love. Mwah. I'm out. See you tomorrow.